This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Thank you. Here are your closing grain futures quotes from the Chicago Board of Trade. March corn, 443, down 1 1/4. May corn, 448 3/4, down 1 1/4. July corn, 454 3/4, down 3/4. March soybeans, 1325 1/2, down 6. May soybeans, 1312 1/4, down 5 1/4. July soybeans, 1295 1/2, down 2 1/2. March wheat, 584 3/4, up 7 1/4. May wheat, 585, up 5 3/4. July wheat, 589 3/4, up 6. Now time for your cash grain report from the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Thank you. This is Bob Reese with Monday's report of the grain prices and trends prepared by the USDA and the Illinois Department of Agriculture. Illinois country grain prices were lower on Monday afternoon. The USDA report had ending stocks lower than the trade estimate, but corn closed on a negative note. Wheat ending stocks were lowered by the USDA report, and it was lower than the lower trade estimate, which was positive news for wheat, which ended higher. World ending stocks of soybeans were enough to push them lower. In northern and western Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids 1 cent lower at 413 to 437. Soybean bids were 5 to 9 cents lower at 1285 to 1314. In central Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids 1 cent lower at 417 to 440, and soybean bids were 6 cents lower at 1306 to 1330. In the southern part of the state, shell corn bids were 9 to 10 cents lower at 421 to 442. Soybean bids were steady to 6 cents lower at 1308 to 1344. Wheat bids were 8 cents higher at 568 to 610. Now from the Illinois Soybean Processors Cash Soybean Bids, they were 6 cents lower at 1333 to 1351. The basis was steady 7 to 25 over the March. High Pro soybean meal on a truck basis was offered at $4.79 to $4.89 a ton, which was down $2.40, with the basis steady at 35 to 45 over the March. Illinois corn processors cash corn bids were 1 to 3 cents lower at $4.43 to $4.54, with the basis steady to 2 cents lower at option to 11 over the March. Illinois River Barge Loading Elevators quoted their producer corn bids steady to 1 cent lower at 431 to 444, the basis steady to 1 higher at 12 under to 10 over the March. Soybeans ended 6 to 7 cents lower at 1319 to 1332, with the basis steady to 1 lower at 7 under to 6 over the March. New crop wheat prices were 6 cents higher at 565 to 574, with the basis steady at 16 to 25 under the March. East St. Louis Barge Loading Terminal Elevators placed their producer corn bids 1 to 2 cents lower at 459 to 464, but these elevators lowered their soybean prices 6 to 8 cents with quotations of 1354 to 1359. Soft wheat closed 7 cents lower at 624 to 625, and Milo ended the day 1 to 2 cents lower at $5.99 to $5. Now on to contract bids to producers for new crop delivery. In the northern and western part of the state, corn ranged from 409 to 458, soybeans from 1070 to 1116, and in the central part of the state, corn ranged from 423 to 433, and soybeans from 1084 to 1113. Now, in the southern part of the state, corn was 416 to 438, and soybeans were 1081 to 1127, with wheat at 554 to 569. That completes our report. I'm Bob Reese with the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture.
And here are your livestock futures quotes from the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. February live cattle, 141.50, up 25 cents. April live cattle, 140.17, down 22 cents. June live cattle, 131.57, down 52 cents. March feeder cattle, 167.90, up 10 cents. April feeder cattle, 168.80, up 27 cents. May feeder cattle, 169.52, up 32 cents. February lean hogs, 86.35, down 22 cents. April lean hogs, 94.75, up 2 cents. May lean hogs, 103.10, down 10 cents. Now time for your cash livestock report from the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Thank you. This is Bob Reese with the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture with Monday the 10th's afternoon livestock report. Starting with the Eastern Corn Belt Hog Report, calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass was 16 cents higher in the range of 74 to 8301, with a weighted average carcass price of $80.55. From the Illinois Direct Sow Report, slaughter sows were trading steady with moderate demand for moderate offerings. U.S. 1 and 3 grade sows under 400 pounds were 49 to 57, 4 to 5 weights 50 to 60, 5 to 550 weights 55 to 62, and 550 and up 56 to 63. On the Illinois direct hog trade, barrels and gilts at country buying points were trading steady with moderate demand for moderate offerings, ranging in price from 52 up to 57. Receipts for Illinois hogs today totaled 9,188. And in the direct cattle trade, National Daily Direct Slaughter Cattle Report, steers on a live basis traded at 141 and on a dress basis at 225. From the National Daily Pork FOB Plant Report, trading for retail and processing cuts were established at 263 loads traded. Calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass was $92.92, and that was 72 cents higher. From the National Box Beef Cutout Report, values for choice and select beef carcasses were trading mixed. Choice carcasses were $211.16, that was 39 cents higher, with select carcasses at $209.01, and that was 18 cents lower. For the estimated daily slaughter under federal inspection, cattle slaughter was estimated at 97,000. That compared to 110,000 last week and 119,000 a year ago. Hog slaughter was estimated at 400,000. That compared to 428,000 last week and 416,000 a year ago. Now the report from Hamilton's Madison County Hay Auction for Saturday, February 8th, starting with they had receipts of 1,584 bales, and starting with the alfalfa premium quality small squares, were bringing 560 to 710, good quality large rounds 32 to 53, and fair quality large rounds 21. Alfalfa orchard grass premium quality small squares 610 to 660, good quality small squares 390 to 420, and large rounds at 42. Alfalfa mixed grass, small squares, good quality, were 310 to 390. And clover orchard grass, premium quality, small squares, 5 to 520. Orchard grass, premium quality, small squares, were 390 to 510 a bale. And good quality, small squares, were $3 to $4 a bale, with the large rounds at 47. Wheat straw, good quality small squares, were 3 to 320 a bale. That concludes our report. I'm Bob Reese with the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture.
That's all for part one of this morning's farm show. Stay tuned for part two coming up after this.
Thank you, Angela. And it is 6:21 on this Tuesday morning from WSMI FM 106. Part one of the Morning Farm Show brought to you by Farm Credit Illinois and by the Montgomery County Farm Bureau, where membership means value. Color radar shows no precipitation in our mid-Illinois listening area. This check of color radar weather brought to you by Carlinville Truck Equipment and by the M&M Service Company.
Your family's safety is important to you. By choosing Comfort Pro Propane from M&M Service for your home heat, you can be sure that you're getting a safe and economical fuel. Furthermore, the Comfort Pro staff at M&M Service is properly trained to make sure that your propane system is in proper working order. So don't take unnecessary risks. Contact M&M Service Company today. M&M Service Company, the local solution to your world of needs. At Carlinville Truck Equipment, they think being considerate and courteous comes with the territory. Courtesy isn't merely being polite. It means honest friendship, honest prices, and honest dealing. When they put their name behind the product or service they provide for you, they do it with pride, not just in the product or service, but in having you as a customer. For your truck or trailer repair needs, call today at 217-854-6706 or visit them online at ctemi.com. Carlinville Truck Equipment, they deliver what others promise.
Sunny skies today, high temperatures in the mid-teens, and light northeast winds. For tonight, clear skies, the low about zero. Tomorrow, Wednesday, sunny skies, highs in the upper 20s. And your extended forecast for Thursday through Saturday, partly cloudy to cloudy skies, low temperatures in the mid-teens, high temperatures in the mid-30s, and right now at the Weather Center, the winds are calm, the barometric pressure is steady. Our temperature 12 below zero on this Tuesday morning. This check of Color Radar weather brought to you by Carlinville Truck Equipment and by the M&M Service Company. Time now for part two of the Morning Farm Show, brought to you by the CHS Service Center of Louder and by Seavers Equipment of Hamel, Hillsboro, Greenfield, Carlinville, and Auburn. And we'll rejoin WSMI Farm Director Angela Bash next.
Don't miss the Seavers Equipment Open House and Parts Sales event going on right now until February 22nd at all Seavers locations. Seavers Equipment Company is offering huge savings on parts from Case IH and many other brands. Look for special pricing on Case IH batteries, oil filters, tillage parts, and much, much more. Check out prices on Case IH Riemann products like starters. So come to Seavers Equipment Company in Hamel, Hillsboro, Greenfield, Carlinville, and Auburn today.
Farmer-owned with global connections, that's CHS, with locations across the United States and the world, serving the needs of the American producer. Locally, they are growing and reaching into new areas to help your grain yields grow. Precision Ag, new starter fertilizer technologies at work, micros with a proven track record, that's CHS. Moving ahead to help push the limits of area yields in an environment that adds bottom-line dollars to your operation. See what CHS and Louder can help you with. Farmer-owned with global connections to serve you.
Odds are many of the crops produced by our farmers in the listening area will make their way south to the Panama Canal eventually. As many have probably heard, the canal has been set for expansion, but it appears the project to expand the Panama Canal is in doubt after talks between the canal administrator and a Spanish-led building consortium came to a halt. Tony St. James reports.
Group United for the Canal is requesting that the Panama Canal Authority pay an additional $1.6 billion in cost overruns. Now, originally slated to cost roughly $5.25 billion, new projections place the actual cost at nearly $7 billion. Jose Pacheco is Vice Minister of Trade for Panama.
More than 40% of U.S. grains goes through the Panama Canal. More than 14,000 ships go through the Panama Canal every year. And 5% of world trade goes through Panama Canal, and we're expecting, after the Panama Canal expansion, more than 25,000 ships will be going through Panama Canal. Also, maybe from 10 to 15% of world trade will come through Panama Canal.
Disputes over the expansion of the canal began soon after the contractor won the bid in 2009. Many expressed concern over their ability to complete the project. Their bid was a full $1 billion lower than the nearest competitor. Now the Panama Canal Authority taking a firm stance that the contractor should honor its contract. Already 6 to 9 months behind schedule, further construction delays are expected if the dispute continues.
You know, right now a Panamax ship carries around 4,000 containers. The post-Panamax, they carry 12,000 containers, so it tripled the amount of cargo that goes through Panama Canal. So that's very important. Having bigger ships will make transportation cheaper, so that will be a more competitive advantage for, you know, farmers producing and sending their stuff through the Panama Canal.
Some analysts are warning there could be an additional 2 to 3 year interruption if the contractor is released and a new construction company is retained. Next key deadline, February 20th. That's when an insurance company, which holds a $400 million performance bond, will decide if the Panama Canal Authority has just cause to void the contract. Either way, Pacheco says, Panama is counting on the new canal.
After the Panama Canal expansion, 20% of our gross domestic product will be coming from the Panama Canal. So that's very important in our economy. And what we're doing is taking the profits from the Panama Canal and investing in the rest of the country in rural areas, improving roads, irrigation systems for small farmers. So we're doing a lot of that.
So how important is the Panama Canal to U.S. agriculture? Over 14 million metric tons of U.S. soybeans, corn, sorghum, wheat, and rice have moved through the Panama Canal since October. Main destinations have been China, Japan, South Korea, Colombia, and El Salvador. And of that, 157.4 million bushels of U.S. corn, 62.5 million bushels of U.S. sorghum. Reporting from Washington, D.C., I'm Tony St. James.
In the U.S. Department of Agriculture's latest world agricultural supply and demand estimates, world production for most major commodities is set to hit records in the 2014 crop year. Also, despite increased global production, exports for U.S. products remain very strong. USDA chief economist Joe Glauber says use, how much is consumed each year, is also at a record level for those commodities, especially feed grains. As for wheat and corn, USDA estimates lower ending stocks due to high demand around the world.
The wheat crop is still a record crop, but we did increase our use a bit there because we see a little less wheat available and a strong world wheat demand. We increased our wheat export number by about 50 million bushels, took that pretty much right out of ending stocks. That brings ending stocks down to 558 million bushels. A tighter situation in wheat than we might have anticipated 2 or 3 months ago. Corn, no change really in the world production number. Again, a record, but increased use. And as a consequence, we're seeing some decline in stocks. Because of the increase in use, we're anticipating more U.S. exports, and now we're projecting an ending stock number under 1.5 billion bushels at 1,481 million bushels.
Glauber says most of the changes made in the balance sheets are direct results of changes to the world balance sheets. This past Saturday was Hamilton's hay auction. I spoke with Mike Hamilton for a review of the auction.
Well, we were a little light on supply due to the weather, but prices were a little stronger. The alfalfa was from $5.60 to $7.10 a bale. Orchard grass was from $3.90 to $6.10. We had a lot of mixed grass around 1,000 bales, and it was from $2.90 up to $5. We had some clover from $3 to $5.20 a bale. And our straw was from $3 to $3.20. We ended up down 140 round bales. The alfalfa was 21 to 53 on some pretty nice hay. And we had around 100 grass bales, round bales of grass from $28 to $47 per bale. And then we had just one load of mixed grass, the 3x3s, and it was from $33 to $35.
And for this coming weekend, how does the auction look?
Well, so far, we do have a load of alfalfa that came in last night. It was supposed to be here Saturday, but due to the weather, it was delayed. It's dairy quality hay. It's testing 150 on the relative feed value, and the protein is 24%. And then we've got a load of grass hay coming in 3x3s, and the semi-load of round bales already consigned. And also, if there's anyone looking for some bred heifers, I have a customer that's got 15 head that we're going to sell for him. It'd be private treated. They can just contact me about them.
All right, sounds good. So in addition to some hay, there's also some livestock that are available.
Yeah, they won't actually be at the auction, but they're in our neighborhood, and they're going to have calves here for long, and he's wanting to sell them.
All right, sounds good. And if anyone wants to contact you with any questions, how do they get a hold of you?
They can reach me at 618-410-4293.
Again, that was Mike Hamilton of Hamilton's Hay Auction. That's all for this morning's Farm Show. For WSMI, I'm Angela Besh. Thanks for tuning in.